With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Santa Cruz is known for its free spirit and eclectic mix of people. You have to look no farther than the Evergreen Cemetery to see it's a culture that dates back to the 1800s. That cemetery has sat in disrepair for decades, but now there's a renewed energy to restore the historic site. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
The word cemetery often brings to mind green manicured lawns with orderly rows of headstones. That's not Evergreen Cemetery. It's built into a hillside like a tiered cake. Trees stick out amongst a jumble of old headstones. Sibley Simon volunteers for the Santa Cruz Museum of Art and History, which owns the cemetery.
There's about 2,000 people buried here. Only about half of them have headstones now.
As unusual as the layout is, so is the history of those people. This is the final resting place for the nameless and noteworthy, including Civil War veterans, Chinese immigrants, and even local prostitutes.
The Anthony family, who formed downtown Santa Cruz, next to community members who were thought to be murderers.
Also buried here, Loudon Nelson, a former slave whose headstone says he willed his property to Santa Cruz schools. Today, the city has a community center named after him.
Loudon Nelson, whose actual name was London Nelson, that tall white headstone up the stairs here, is his.
Most of the people were buried in the mid to late 1800s. Back then, the only other cemetery was at the Santa Cruz Mission, where you had to be Catholic. So a Santa Cruz couple who thought there should be a place for everyone donated their backyard.
They're right over here. We're going to walk past them. And Hiram and Ruth Imus walked here from the Midwest, 1849, 1850.
Since day one, the Evergreen Cemetery was loosely organized. Families who bought plots had the responsibility to keep them up forever. But as those families disappeared and more modern flat cemeteries came about, Evergreen fell into disrepair. Ivy took over most of the plots, homeless encampments sprung up, and this became a place for vandalism and drug use. Then, 6 years ago, the museum decided to turn things around. Now, every Monday morning, a group of volunteers gathers here to pull out overgrown vegetation, pick up trash, and restore broken headstones. That's Gary Nyer's specialty. He's fixing a marble marker from 1866.
There's been vandalism, as you can tell. It's either vandalism or earthquakes, in this case, have broken this guy. The top of the marker disappeared within the last 2 years. It was taken.
So far, the volunteers have fixed 30 headstones. And they say each time they come, they find less trash, fewer drug needles. Nyer hopes they can keep their work up.
Once interest drops, you know, the vegetation takes over, people feel confident in camping here or vandalism, and then it degrades pretty quick.
Next, the museum plans to restore the area where Civil War veterans are buried. Design ideas drawn up by local veterans will be unveiled during a Memorial Day celebration. They'll need volunteers to complete that work. And like Evergreen Cemetery, everyone is welcome. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.